all the things I would do to you. Your breath catches in your throat as the blindfold closes around your eyes and the knot goes tight at the back of your head. It's like I told you, I don't want you to see what I'm about to do with you, with your body. I want you to sense it. You feel my warm breath wash over your neck and shoulders as I begin to trace kisses up towards your chin, your cheek, your mouth. Your lips part and our tongues dance together. Eagerly, as I slowly run my hands up and down your divine musculature, exploring every curve, memorizing every little detail of your immaculate form. I shift behind you, and you draw a ragged breath as my hands caress your chest, my thumbs tracing teasing circles around your nipples, causing them to tense up just before I reach further up and pinch them hard, eliciting a delightful grunt of surprise from you, the perfect blend of pain and pleasure. I turn your face towards mine and press my mouth against yours again, slipping my tongue inside once more, one hand still grasping your chest while the other sinks below your waist. Your breath hitches again as I brush against the front of your boxers, and your body reacts, instinctively pushing and rubbing against my hand as I slowly and sensually run it up and down against the growing bulge beneath the fabric of your underwear. You inhale sharply and begin to quiver as I pull your boxers down just far enough to allow my fingertips to graze against your hard cock, the tip already slick with your pre-cum. I can feel how excited you're getting, how eager. Your breathing becomes more rapid. Your face grows flushed. Your body is already begging me for release. But you can't have it. Not just yet. I withdraw my hand. And this time, the moan you exhale is one of disappointment. A frustrated need. You bite your lip and whimper, signaling your desire for relief. It is so delightful to watch. Patience, my love. There is no hurry here. Time has stopped for us, and all that matters in this infinite moment that we share is your pleasure. And mine. You will have your release soon, I assure you. My arms wrap around you again, breathing in your musky scent, savoring the moment. We share another passionate kiss. As I run my hands up and down your naked body, causing you to shiver with anticipation. I gather your hair into my fist before pulling it hard and growling in your ear, reminding you of who you belong to. All you can do in that moment is whimper in agreement and pleasure. Do you want more? I ask. Yes, you whimper. More, you beg. Though you can't see it, I smile at this. Good boy. That's what I want to hear. I guide you to the bed, ensuring that you don't hurt yourself as you slowly lie down. You wince slightly as I hold your wrists above your head, tying them to the bedpost. I can't help but take a step back, just for a moment, to admire the sight. Every inch of your magnificent body, so perfect in all its little imperfections, is on display, completely open to me, and I stand in quiet awe at the level of trust that you are willing to show me. I wish I could communicate to you my most inmost desires, all the things that I want to do to you, to caress, to torture, to protect, and tease you, to send you drifting off into the world of dreams in a state of rapturous bliss, to ravage and worship you forever, to ensure that you never go to sleep lonely or unfulfilled ever again. I wish I could, but I cannot. And thus, actions must take the place of mere words. I get down on the bed in front of you and reach down and peel off your underwear, revealing your throbbing erection. You're ready, and so am I. I lean down to kiss and worship in your most private, sensitive area. My tongue, my fingers, feathering, soft, delicate flesh there, before I take your shaft fully into my mouth, and then my throat. As I keep going, I'm forced to grip your thighs and push them back down. It's all I can do to keep you in place as you squirm and moan. In ecstasy. It isn't long before I'm on top of you, with you deep inside of me, and we grind hard against each other, lost in that agonizing pleasure that can only come from two bodies melding. Just like ours are doing right now. With every slow turn and thrust, I send you spiraling farther into uncontrollable bliss. Making your toes curl as we reach another mutual orgasm. Of which we've long since lost count. So good. Time fades away for us. And there is only the intoxicating delirium of our passionate lovemaking. Finally, we both collapse and I rest atop your body as we catch our breaths, spent and satisfied. Then I lean over and I whisper something in your ear. You smile as I slowly pull away. Leaving you right there, your wrists still tied to the bedpost. You lie there in a haze, a stupor of sexual satisfaction, letting out a contented sigh as you recall every sensation you just experienced. Am I still there? You can't tell. Maybe I've already left the room. Maybe you're all alone now in the dark, still tied up. So beautiful. So helpless. Or perhaps I'm still right there, right in front of you, watching your chest rise and fall as you gradually come down from your state of euphoria, watching you as you let the pleasant fatigue of your afterglow take your senses, watching you and running my eyes across every delicious curve of your sublime figure as I decide what I want to do to you next. Divine.